peace be unto you, and peace from our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I shall read the Holy Word of God according to the book of Galatians from the second chapter, from verse 6 until 10. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after tradition of men, after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Amen. The Apostle Paul sent at the same time three letters. He wrote a letter to the Ephesians. He sent a letter to the Galatians, from which we read. And he also sent a letter to Philemon, which was a personal letter. In these letters, to the congregations of Colossians and Ephesians, Paul instructs them through the holy word of God to remind them how they had received the Lord Jesus Christ. In these two letters, they are very, very similar to each other, even through in writing. And Paul wanted both these letters read in both of the congregations. In these letters, we can see all types of teaching, and we notice one thing that is similar. Martin Luther, in the beginning of the letter to Colossians, wrote that these letters are the same as the letters to the Romans and Colossians, as these two, Colossians and Ephesians, fit together. In these letters, in both letters, we speak of the congregation of God and the head of the congregation, Lord Jesus Christ. When the letter to the Ephesians speaks of the congregation of God and goes to the head of the congregation, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the letter to Colossians goes from the head of the congregation, Lord Jesus Christ, to the congregation of God. In both letters, we can see that bond that is between the congregation of God and Jesus Christ. It is a very important matter. As we heard in the beginning at the greetings, that the congregation, Lord Jesus Christ, are a united as one. And Luther says in this way, without one, you don't have the other. They belong together. It is also the work of the kingdom of God to proclaim from this basis the living word of God. That the kingdom of God has approached. Repent. That God's kingdom has approached, and from that kingdom is preached the living word of Lord Jesus Christ. And this way it also happened in the midst of the children of God at Colossia. The kingdom of God had approached them. The children of God, it was preached, and the gospel was accepted. The congregation of Colossians believed what was taught in Scripture, and they started the journey in this faith. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Paul exhorts us in his letter that when they had left to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he exhorted to also abide with Jesus Christ. It is not a bad instruction. For the Lord Jesus, his participation in his kingdom that those who dwell in this kingdom will one day reach the eternal shores of heaven. Believing in faith, those who believe in faith, ahead of us is the heavenly home. And in this way, the children of Colossians began their journey as we have began this same journey today. And in the same way, as it was preached in Colossians, this gospel, today we preach the very same way from the kingdom, the inviting gospel to those who are outside, so that they would also receive the same treasure into their hearts, which those who believed before and those who are believing today who have already received this treasure. The Lord Jesus Christ, his participation, abiding in faith and journeying in faith, is journeying as a one along with Jesus Christ, believing upon him. This the Apostle Paul wished to say to the people of Colossians. And this is also what we also preach today in God's kingdom, that we journey in faith, in that faith that we have in our heart, we have received as a gift. We take that great gift from God, which through the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ was revealed unto us here upon this earth in a simple way, or in simple words. It is not the way we say it, but it is preached for to believe this word of God that is unchanging, the word that is unchanging, as the kingdom is unchanged, as the kingdom is also unchanging here upon this earth. People cannot affect the work of the kingdom. God set this kingdom upon earth. God set the borders. We cannot, and we do not have the rights, any rights to move these borders. It is a kingdom. It has always been this way, and it shall always be this way. This kingdom shall never be shut down. Paul wrote to the Colossians and exhorted them that they would abide with the Lord Jesus Christ in exactly the same way as they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it said here, and rooted and built up in him and established in faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Just as a tree needs roots, a child of God also needs to be rooted into the Lord Jesus Christ deeper and deeper, so that the storms of this world would not destroy, knock down, so that we would last, as just like the collisions, as we dwell today, that the storms of the world, we would be given strength to dwell on the road of life. And it is important to root ourselves deeper and deeper in the Lord Jesus Christ. The roots also need refreshment and moisture to live. There may be times that we may have to dwell in drier places. We would be given the power to continue journeying with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is important that we root ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is very important that we learn from the Word of God and journey in His kingdom. We should lessen ourselves, and He shall grow. Christ will grow in. Christ should grow in us, and we should be less. In another picture that the Scriptures write, in a parable of the vine tree, where there's a vine tree and the branches cannot live without the tree, but they need that refreshment that comes from the tree, from the trunk, to grow for our own life. In the same way, child of God needs the kingdom of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, in such a place where he is journeying for a branch. A branch alone cannot bear any fruit. When John made the road to the Lord Jesus Christ, he preached in the same way as we preach today. Maybe the wording may have been a little bit different, but he preached the same way with the same meaning as the kingdom of God preaches today. And as we have already heard at these services, the proclamation of the kingdom has not changed. John the Baptist also preached repentance and the forgiveness of sins. The axe has been put by the trunk, by the axe has been set by the trunk of the tree, and every branch that does not bear fruit will be chopped out. But John the Baptist did not stop here. He continued that look at the shepherd who will take away the sins of the world. This was a sermon of repentance for sins, but the gospel of forgiveness of sins. Look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In this way, in God's kingdom today, as back in the days of when a letter was written to Colossians, in the same way they were able to hear and experience the living word of the living proclamation of God, this gospel, inviting voice, we wish to give to you, to your heart, dear travel friends. If you do not have the heart of God in your, if you are not a partaker of this kingdom, we wish to instruct you, to invite you that look upon, look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who reconciled also your sins, who is living here upon this earth, the Lord Jesus Christ in his kingdom. A kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom is inviting you to the inside of this kingdom to own that treasure which is the most precious of all treasures that we can receive or and own. This inviting gospel we are exhorted to proclaim, and of this we have, and this was also reminded to the children of God of Colossians, that how to remember how they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and journey with him and to be rooted with him. And Paul also says here, and to be built in faith, to grow in faith. When person received a grace of repentance, he enters that building which has been built here through the Holy Spirit, the house of God. In the same way, we would live and grow in the Lord Jesus Christ into such a temple as a temple of God which is in our midst. We can also picture this, or Paul writes this to the Colossians and pictures it to the Colossians, exhorting them that they would be built in their faith, that they would journey in him or with him. And also this, as you have been taught in these issues, there was a child of God in their midst. He had taught them of these matters. He had instructed them through God's word and guided them on a road of life. At the same time, when Paul brings these issues before them, he gives support to that teaching which another child of God had taught to the Colossians. This is very important, that we support one another. I'm sure many of you have heard, as I have, and it is such an issue that happens in our hearts when a servant of the word says, as we heard from our brother, these matters go side by side, these words which we hear from God's kingdom. These are not my opinions. But we wish to preach that word from God's kingdom and preach and journey in together. Epheral taught the Colossians, and Paul united in his teaching what he had taught earlier to the Colossians, and we teach in the same way in God's kingdom. This kingdom, the teaching of this kingdom, is not according to my opinion, but it is to preach. It is an instruction of God's kingdom. And Paul, when he inspected his own ideas and thoughts, he compared them to God's kingdom so that he would not differ from that teaching which was in God's kingdom, but that his message would be united with that what was understood in the kingdom, and built the same house. As we are God's children, we are bound in faith in this kingdom. We are one of these rocks in this kingdom, one of these rocks building this temple where the Lord Jesus, where Jesus Christ is the best cornerstone. This teaching, Paul wishes to instruct or remind how Ephraim had taught the Colossians, and how Paul himself wishes to be instructing so that they would stay away from all that which comes from the mind of man or the wisdom of man, so that the faith would not be in a wisdom of man, but through the power of God, as it says in Corinthians. But it would be the power of God, as it says here, that beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, not after Christ. In the midst, when the living gospel came to the Colossians, there were also other types of people who proclaimed this and that. They taught the way they had taught. They taught how they, through reason, interpreted these. And the wisdom of a man, Paul, wishes to remind Colossians. There was many foreign teachings in the congregation of Colossians. And these deceived people, for on that road we will not enter our destination. The wisdom of people is very important when we think of temporal matters. We use that gift that God has given unto us, but faith has been given into our heart. And through the faith of our heart, we shall be saved. And through our mouth, we shall confess. The kingdom of God preaches the gospel of faith. Such a sermon, which is meant for the heart, which is very simple, just as a child believes. The gospel of God's kingdom leaves from this level or from this basis. It leaves according from God, from have been sent from heaven, and it has a heavenly effect in our hearts. Such a person can experience God's grace where sins are made. On this earth, we sin. On this earth, we have to take care of these matters. There, where sin has attached and defiled us, we need to take care of these matters, correct these matters. We do not, through philosophy or deceit, which are from people, we do not, through that doctrine, we are not saved. They are not based upon Christ, but they are based on our own reasoning, our own carnal knowledge, our own thoughts, where a person in his own wisdom brings forth. Paul gives very clear exhortations in these matters. This portion that we read is a very clear that we would not go following these works or following these works, but that we would follow the Lord Jesus Christ, He who is our salvation. At these services, dear travel friends, the most important matter in all, in our, no matter what time of life we are journeying, that we are journeying together with Jesus Christ. For this reason, this simple gospel, the proclamation of forgiveness of sweet sins in our midst, we can echoes unchangingly in the same way as we have been, as we have heard. I spoke some time ago with a certain brother of these matters. We had the same outlook that it is enough, that in God's kingdom I can receive my own sins forgiven. I do not need no other teachings, but that I can receive in this kingdom all my sins forgiven. And this is in power today, even at this moment. For this reason, dear travel friend, you can uplift your hearts to believe the simple gospel from the heart of the Father, the greetings from our Father. Be of good cheer. You can believe all sins and travel faults forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. You can believe all your sins forgiven in the holy name of Jesus and His precious atoning blood. Blessed is this gospel. Blessed is His kingdom, the kingdom of grace here upon earth, for those who travel in faith and Paul still speaks or reminds us, comforting, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Early in this chapter, in the first chapter, Paul said to the Colossians, for he was acceptable unto God, that he was to be fulfilled. The Lord Jesus is perfect. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we can see all power. He was before the beginning of time. He has the power of God. The Lord Jesus said, I've been given all power on earth and heaven. And this power He left to His kingdom here upon this earth. And this power to preach the forgiveness of sins. He also said that all that you do, do it in my name. And in this way, God's kingdom preaches the forgiveness of sins in His name, even during our time today. It was so at the time of Colossians. It was preached at the time of Colossians, and the same way it is preached today in our midst, the forgiveness of sins. There is nothing else but one blessing of God. Already during the days of Isaac in the Old Testament, the same matter, that one blessing from the Father. There is one Lord Jesus Christ, and from Him we have salvation. And through His merits, we can be traveling in faith and look at that future that is before us. When Paul spoke of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Galatians, he speaks of this gospel that strongly accept the teaching of Christ. And if you accept any gospel, any preaching from anyone else, be it him or even an angel from heaven, it is cursed. One is the Lord Jesus Christ is the one kingdom. And this doctrine, God's kingdom, is upheld in the kingdom, or taken care of in the kingdom. And we speak of it during our time, and it is according to scriptures. He who wishes for salvation, he must know of this doctrine. Who wishes upon salvation, he must know this doctrine. Even as we heard earlier today, we wish to hold fast of this clean doctrine of Christ, which is also the doctrine of the apostles. Of this teaching and this doctrine, we, dear travel friends, we wish today to keep a hold of this. I spoke once with two young people. It is good to use this, keep this as an example, who had recently received the grace of repentance. And they had many questions, many thoughts. And we spoke of these after a sermon. And they said that they had searched for peace in their hearts in many different ways, but then when they found God's kingdom and they were able to hear the gospel, a peace entered onto them. And they asked, and they spoke, or I questioned a lot about, they questioned about the Bible. And I tried to answer. That I started to think, I asked them, that can I ask you something? What did you think when you heard of the word God's kingdom? There was no other possibility except to believe through grace, the sins forgiven. And I asked again, and I said, even now. And they started to cry, that is it still possible? And when I preached the simple gospel unto them again, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, the questions ended. They did not have to ask. They only had to ask for the gospel and hear once again that gospel, that it is possible today. It is possible to believe our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And this power is our power, even today. You, dear travel friend, who, along with me, you may think many times that am I a child of God? Am I a partaker of the Lord Jesus Christ? Here it tells us, and ye are complete in him which is ahead of all principality and power. You who feel yourself weak, you may be partaker of this completeness today at this moment. You can uplift your heart to believe your sins forgiven in the precious name and blood of Jesus. You can uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood and precious atonement blood of Jesus. His completeness is also your completeness. Dear travel friends, your sins are forgiven. His completeness is your completeness today when you believe and save this gift in your heart and you wish to travel in God's kingdom. Then, as now, as it exhorted us here in God's word, that our hearts thank us for all that we have received as a gift of God, our own. And it is also scripture exhortation to us that thank the Lord for all. We do not thank enough the Heavenly Father enough for that gift that we have received through faith into our hearts as our own. The songwriter said of these matters that in your heart rings a voice of heaven. I hope to lift my head in a new land, be comforted and secure, traveling, believing your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. This I would also wish to hear this gospel. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe along with the others in God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.